I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. It's the Grillin' Guys on our Grillin' Guys Talk Network, originating from beautiful downtown Granville. Could be Lowell if people were listening. But we've got
Plainwell,
right. We got Jethro is twisting us all over the state.
That's
which is
right.
Awesome.
And a big shout out to WKLQ up in Muskegon too. They're on with us, and of course there's other stations up further north that we'll mention.
Sure. So we've been talking Turkey Day, Thanksgiving on the grill. What are you doing? We beat the heck out of turkey. We're starting on to some sides now. I've got one that I have actually done. I mentioned there before the break that I pulled some recipes off Eating Well, which I really enjoy. That's a great website, and they have good recipes. But
yeah, you're right.
Right.
I have perused it a little bit.
Right. So maple, bacon, acorn, squash.
Sounds right up your alley.
Super simple. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take raw strips of bacon and put them on the rack in the smoker, but I'm going to brush them with maple syrup before I cook them and let that get that candied bacon on there. And you'll know when they're done because it's when the bacon's done. It's
going to take a while.
It's going to take a while, but ooh, boy, are they good. Then I just chop those up in little itty-bitty pieces, make me some bacon bits, and take an acorn squash, cut the top off it, gut it, put a couple pats of butter in there and a little handful of that bacon. And you just, you know, cook.
And maybe another little handful.
Right, yeah. And you just cook your acorn squash till it's done, too. And if that's an oven thing, you can do it in the grill. You can do it on the smoker, wherever you like your acorn squash. But, boy, that maple, bacon,
that
butter
good.
In that squash.
You know what I saw when I was on, maybe it was Martha Stewart, I don't know. But I saw somebody cut the top off a pumpkin and filled it with stuffing.
Really?
And then put the top on it and baked it. I think there was maybe a little brown sugar involved or something too. But
better been some bourbon or something because that sounds crazy.
Apparently, stuffing and pumpkin's pretty good together.
Well, I'd eat the stuffing and I'd throw the pumpkin away.
Oh, I love pumpkin.
I'm not a big pumpkin guy.
But you like acorn squash.
I do, but that's yellow. I'm not an orange vegetable guy.
Cousins.
I understand.
So you'd never have a Mopar than an orange Mopar.
No. I would. The Super B is all I need, right?
My brother had one of those.
Yeah.
68,
yep.
383.
Squirrel.
Oh, man.
Squirrel.
All
right. So let's talk about a couple of these Eating Well recipes because I'm a big fan of Brussels sprouts. It's one
Me
of those.
Too.
It's one of those things most people either like them or they
Love
don't.
Love them.
Right.
Here's a fun fact. Brussels sprouts, broccoli, which is another one of yours there.
Right.
Cauliflower. And cabbage all have a cancer-fighting agent in them.
Yep.
So if you eat those things every week, several times a week,
right,
you'll live forever.
So everybody's had the Brussels sprouts that are in the you go to the restaurant and they come out all crispy and they're good and there's a lot of seasonings on them. There's usually a balsamic glaze on those, and that's what this does too. But the thing I liked about this was more the presentation than the recipe because they're putting them on a skewer, on a metal skewer, and they're going to grill them on the skewer with a honey balsamic glaze.
Ooh.
Right? And that little sweet and that little tart of that balsamic, it's sticky. It'll caramelize.
I wonder if they're putting any oil on them before they grill them.
Don't think so. Place Brussels sprouts in a microwave bowl, water covered, plastic wrap. Just reading through this. Wait a minute. Whisk together the oil. 3 tablespoons of olive oil, vinegar,
ding,
honey,
ding,
salt,
ding.
Pepper. See, Bob's smarter than I am. Add the Brussels sprouts and toss until evenly coated. Yeah,
okay.
That's it. So there is oil in there because...
And then you put them on the skewer.
Right.
That's going to be a trick.
Yeah, well, yeah, hang on.
They're hard.
Right, yeah, right. Hang on, put them on there.
Oh, you parboil them maybe?
Yeah, yep. Yeah, 400 degrees, place Brussels sprouts in a microwave bowl with water, cover plastic wrap, high till they're tender, 4 to 5 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll loosen them up a little bit. Let them cool, though. Cool enough to handle. Because they'll be hot coming out of that microwave.
Yes.
Right.
Like mountain oysters.
So you're kind of cooking them in the microwave, but you're finishing them off on the grill is really what
that sounds
this is
really
all about.
Good.
Yeah.
Actually, most, if you're going to skewer Brussels sprouts, they generally have you parboil them or do something like that anyway. So
yep,
that's good.
They're like a little rock. They're pretty hard. You need a sharp knife to cut through them, but these are whole ones.
And you
skewer them on
you
there.
You could get that 18-year balsamic from Old World Olive Company.
Right.
And simmer that down for your glaze.
Right.
Don't have any, you can go to your nearest Spartan store and get some Rachel Ray for $6. It's pretty good, too.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, they're. I'm going to darken their door. I'm short on a lot of things, and for the holidays, and you know, like you, we're going to be doing a lot of cooking.
I just made a raid.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well. Well. Did you leave me any?
No.
No. All right. Well, good. Here's the good news.
They're out.
They got more than one store.
I tell you what, they don't have. They've got these new olives. Here's something for Thanksgiving. There's a great tip.
Okay.
Go to Old World Olive Company because they have these wonderful assortments of olives. Some have lemon. You like the lemon. Some have, I like the garlic.
Right.
A whole clove of garlic. But I have a new favorite.
What's that?
They have a dried, sun-dried tomato marinated. I'm telling you, dude, these things have a flavor that's hits right out of the ballpark, man. I ate a whole jar at deer camp.
Really?
Yeah.
Sun-dried tomato stuffed olive. And these are the big queen olives. These are the...
No. They're not stuffed. They just have these sun-dried olives floating in the bottom.
Or sun-dried tomatoes, you mean?
I'm sorry. Sun-dried tomatoes floating in the bottom. And it looks kind of weird, but the flavor, these things, it's almost like they're smoked or something. I'm telling you, dude, you start eating these things. Now, I'm at deer camp with my brother-in-law, who's half Lebanese.
Right.
Because I thought, well, you know, he must like olives.
Right.
Wrong. So I had to eat them all.
Right. Well, I know you took one for the team.
It was hard.
Yep. He gave you olives. You gave him his buck. Come
he
on.
He gave me his sister.
So right.
That was a fair trade.
Well, I'm not touching that one with a 10-foot pole.
You don't have one.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
So you gave me a recipe here. I'm just going to wing it because grilled baby beets with raspberry thyme glaze. Sounds wonderful. You need some seedless raspberry jam, raspberry vinegar, or red wine vinegar. Now, I know Old World Olive Company has raspberry or plum balsamic.
Right.
Some fresh thyme. Love it. I could eat that stuff by the stalk. Seriously, right. Love it. 1 pound of baby beets scrubbed and trimmed. Okay. Some extra virgin olive oil. I know where to get that. Some garlic powder. I just get the garlic EVO. Some sea salt. 4 ounces of goat cheese, and then fresh raspberries for garnish.
Yeah.
So you get your grill to medium high, and you put the jam and all that stuff together in a microwavable safe bowl. And I'm not going to read this on the air. It just ain't right.
Well, you don't have to read it, but the point is you're going to grill those beets to get them to tender, and then you're probably going to glaze them.
You're going to go to eatingwell.com
right.
And grilled baby beets with raspberry thyme. Take your time.
Right. But it's a great website. They are not a paid endorser. But
no,
when I like to give credit where credit's due, though.
Martha Ray's not either, and I've said her name six times now.
I understand. That's Rachel Ray or Martha Stewart.
Well, Rachel's
but maybe,
her daughter.
Maybe they got together, and they had Martha Ray.
Martha Ray's from the 40s, boy.
Did I say Martha Ray?
Yeah. I was probably the only one listening, so it doesn't matter.
And I still haven't had a beer.
Right.
So anyway, there's one night at deer camp.
Right. Oh, my God. Conrad, do we still have time left in this segment?
Yeah, we got about 2 minutes, boys.
All right. I got one more.
Do it.
Do you like sweet potatoes?
Yeah.
I do, too.
I don't want too much junk on them.
Nope, I don't either. And this is a peanut sauce. Is all it is. So I'm gonna give you for granted.
So this is gonna be like a Thai sweet potato,
right? And it's a dipping sauce. It's not on the potato.
Oh,
okay. So I'm gonna give you the benefit of the doubt that everybody out there can cut a wedge into a sweet potato and grill it. Put a little oil on it so it doesn't stick to your grill. Turn it on high. Grill them. Get some marks on there. Get
cut
them
a
soft.
Wedge or cut a
the long wet long ways the wedges.
Yeah.
So that they're like a fry,
and
a thick cut fry.
You're going to put
a thick cut fry, and I'm going to put them right on the grill.
Oh, you're going to make wedges.
Yes, okay. Yep, and grill them. So the peanut stuff is a dip
uh-huh.
that you serve beside them. Curry powder, cumin, salt, pepper,
are you
coconut
gonna
milk.
Peel that potato?
What?
You going to peel that sweet potato?
Yeah, I'm going to peel off
because I don't.
No?
No, I just scrub them.
Yeah.
They tell you you're supposed to have the skin on those like a regular potato.
Right.
And you don't notice it.
No. I just have always skinned them, but you know you don't have to. But once again, this is on Eating Well.
You'll skin a sweet potato, but you won't skin a deer.
Right.
I don't get that.
Well, I do. It's a heck of a lot less work, man. But it's a peanut butter based sauce that you dip them in. So you know a lot of people do everything with ranch and I'm not a big guy to put like brown sugar on my sweet potatoes. I think they're sweet enough as they are.
You should see the ones that get produced at our house.
Yeah,
give me a heart attack.
But, you know, I liked it because it had some cumin and some chili garlic sauce in this peanut butter
that
sauce.
That sounds so good.
Yeah, it's really good.
You know, Conrad's giving me some weird hand signals. I think he's mad.
Right.
I think we got to go.
All right. Well, coming up next, how to use your grill for a turkey. Stick with us. We'll be back.
No, guys, this is your final segment.
I thought it was.
Tune in again next week for another edition of The Grilling Guys with Jop and Barbecue Bob, brought to you from the studios of Jethro FM.